I'm going to read from my new book, From Mariscat. It's a meditation on the work of this artist. He's a Mallorcan sculptor called Andreu Maimor. He produced this wonderful artwork, ceramics and paintings. And I first came across his work, Paisatge amb Figueres, which means landscape with fig trees. The pun is lost in English. It's Figueres, not Figura, so it's fig trees, not figures, just a few months after the death of my sister. And the book is in my sister's memory. The place names in the book are the names of Maimor's ceramics and paintings, but also of the farms that are fast disappearing on the island of Mallorca, giving way to tourist developments. My sister lived for many years in Mallorca after leaving Madrid, and even on the page, his life-size ceramic evocations of fig trees have extraordinary presence. I'd always planned to give my sister a fig tree, but in between my ordering it from the nursery and its arrival in Pollença, she died. So this is a figure in a landscape, and it's in memory of my sister Rosie. Fig tree in Sordavella. An antique figure crouched in the old orchard, her tough bark knuckled and fissured. She has been standing there how long? More than 100 years, many hundreds perhaps, and carrying a great weight, a hint of a raised arm there where the shoulders would be, and the invisible feet apart and braced. Lay it down, little sister, lay it down in the fig tree's shade and rest. Fig tree at Sagalera. Did you think you were a caryatid, that you could uphold the temple of the family? You had such high hopes of putting up with it all, making light of the dark vault, our parents' house. But pain like a black knife gashed your side, and when you fell into darkness, the house tumbled down around you. Fig tree at Sonsureda. These lopped branches gape like mouths voicing their silent prophecies too late, or the keening mouths of mourners. How did we fail to guess that we would lose you, remembering how more than once you were lost as a child, sat on the fish and chip shop windowsill in coarse sand and told to wait, then forgotten, left behind as a toddler, lingering over the just-hatched chicks at the ideal home. Lost to me at boarding school, when for the first time we stopped sharing a room. Fig tree at Saclota. Perhaps you were too small to remember her, our mother's cleaning woman in Hornsey. How did she wring out a cloth, manage a broom, the hoover? I can still see that fist. A knot of flesh and bone the industrial machine had sewn so well even the surgeons wouldn't unpick it. Dense as a clot, no fingers left, a stump with only the memory of branches dancing. Trunk of fig tree from Canven. A cold wind blew through the house of an acrimonious marriage. Both sets of grandparents lived in the same town, though hundreds of miles from us. Gerardo would say, some 30 years later, that we sisters were like two halves of the same coin. But one holiday they split us up, wrenched us apart like this poor tree trunk, leaving you, aged 3, with our father's parents, me with the kinder, poorer ones. Indulged and cheerful, I didn't miss you exactly, though it was lonely when I woke in the big bed. But you wept and pined night after night, crying not for our mother, but me. She said, I want my Amelie, my grandmother told me afterwards, chuckling to herself. Now when I think of this, a cold wind blows and I call your name into the night.